sick.
Had the stomach.
And in the old days after a wedding, friends of the bride and groom might want to tease them and ring bells and that kind of thing. Did you ever call out by a certain name? They might go to the bride and groom's...
He probably would go after it was over with, you mean, that night or something, serenade him.
Is that right?
Yeah, come and serenade him. Tom was serenaded, I know when he got married, I remember.
Is that right?
He went down that night and they had two bad bulldogs down at the foot. And they had an old thing, they pulled a cow, I don't know what it made of, dumb bull, they called it. And when they pulled that thing, anyway, a fella didn't know nothing about it, saying, you know what, make his hair rise anyhow. Them dogs left there, and they didn't come back 3 or 4 days. And they went around there, and then they got down there right in front of the house, and they shot 4 or 5 guns up in the air, and ran their drumming, beating on the plow, and everything going around and around the house with cowbells and everything.
You scared the dogs.
The dogs, sure, they left 2 or 3 days before they come. Don't buy them dogs with bad, they wasn't there. Well,
there's
a car.
Go on.
Yeah.
When a man gets married, the groom, what do you call his friend that stands up with him?
They call him the best man.
Best man.
Yeah.
And people try to frighten children by saying, you better be good or what'll get you.
This.
You better be good or what'll get you.
That's what they say. You better be good this evening. That's what they used to say.
Or if you don't behave yourself, the what will...
You'll be in trouble. When you get home, especially.
You ever say the booger man?
I've heard them say that. The booger man will get you. But I didn't believe in saying that.
People ever try to scare kids by saying, old Harry will get you? Or
yeah, things like that. I've heard that a lot of times.
On December 25th, or what kind of a greeting do you give?
Well, they used to say Santa Claus is coming tonight. Coming down the chimney. That's
and
where he would say it.
To your neighbor, what would you say to him? Just meet your neighbor downtown for
Christmas gift.
Christmas gift? Do they still say that?
Yeah, they still say that, a lot of them.
And you ever say Happy Christmas?
Yeah, Happy Christmas.
Or Merry?
Merry New Year.
And if you have a heavy suitcase you've got to carry from one place to another, you might say, I'm glad I don't have to this very far.
That's right. You're glad you didn't have to keep carrying it.
Or you're glad you don't have to, you say carry it or tote it?
You talk about that. And you tote water in and, 2 buckets at the time. I have brought in 3 buckets.
At one time?
Yeah, one time. Take one, hold one up in that hand.
Is that right?
10-quart buckets at the time. Hey, it gets old too when you go and draw it out of the well. 2 at a time was enough.
But it was, the little creature with a hard shell.
Cooter.
Cooter?
Yeah, that's what they call a little hard.
Is he on land or on...
They have them both. There's both ways. Yeah, they're in water and on land. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They have little ones that crawl by in these fields.
And
I reckon he catches insects.
If he lives on land, you call him a cooter too?
Yeah.
What's a terrapin?
Well, they have a terrapin they call in the water, a snapping terrapin they call him. He's hard shell too.
I see, but he lives in the water.
Yeah, he lives in the water. He's got a little tail about that long, snapping terrapin.
And a gopher?
Yeah, they have gopher shell. They dig the holes in the ground.
Mm-hmm.
He's